In the summer of 2016, a gunman stormed into a nightclub popular among the gay community in Orlando, Florida, and killed 49 people. It was, at that time, the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. In response, millions in this country grieved and voiced their support for the LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. But I was concerned by what I did not hear. Although many church leaders expressed both sorrow and horror, only a handful of the more than 250 Catholic bishops used the words gay or LGBT. Cardinal Blaise Supich of Chicago, Bishop Robert Lynch of St. Petersburg, Florida, Bishop David Zubik of Pittsburgh, Bishop Robert McElroy of San Diego, and Bishop John Stowe of Lexington, Kentucky, all spoke out strongly in support of the LGBT community and against homophobia. Many, however, remained silent. I found this revelatory. The fact that only a few Catholic bishops acknowledge the LGBT community, or even use the word gay at such a time, showed that the LGBT community is still invisible in many quarters of the church. Even in tragedy, its members are invisible. This event helped me to recognize something in a new way. The work of the gospel cannot be accomplished if one part of the church is essentially separated from any other part. Between these two groups, the LGBT community and the institutional church, a chasm has formed, a separation for which a bridge needs to be built. For many years, I've ministered to and worked with LGBT people, most of them Catholics. My ministry has not been primarily through classes or seminars, but rather through more informal channels. Gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people, as well as their parents and friends, have come to me for advice, counsel, confession, and spiritual direction. After masses, lectures, or retreats, they will ask advice on spiritual and religious matters, pose questions on church-related issues, or simply share their experiences. During these times, I've listened to their joys and hopes, their griefs and anxieties, sometimes accompanied by tears, sometimes by laughter. In the process, I've become friends with many of them. Most priests, deacons, sisters, brothers, and lay pastoral workers in the church could probably say the same thing. I've also worked with and come to know many cardinals, archbishops, bishops, and other church officials and leaders. After 30 years as a Jesuit and 20 years working for a Catholic media ministry, I've come to know members of the hierarchy through a variety of ways, from speaking events to dinner table conversations. I've become friends with many church leaders, and I rely on their wise counsel and pastoral support. Over the years, then, I've discovered a great divide. I lament that there isn't more understanding and conversation between LGBT Catholics and the institutional church. I would rather not refer to two sides, since everyone is part of the church. But many LGBT Catholics have told me that they have felt hurt by the institutional church, unwelcomed, excluded, and insulted. At the same time, many in the institutional church want to reach out to this community, but seem somewhat confused about how to do so. Yes, I know it seems that there are some who don't seem to want to reach out, but all the bishops I know are sincere in their desire for true pastoral outreach. For the past 3 decades as a Jesuit, part of my ministry has been, informally, trying to build bridges between these groups. But after the shooting in Orlando, my desire to do so intensified. So when New Ways Ministry, a group that ministers to and advocates for LGBT Catholics, asked just a few weeks after the Orlando tragedy if I would accept their Bridge Building Award and give a talk at the time of the award ceremony, I agreed. The name of the award, as it turned out, inspired me to sketch out an idea for a two-way bridge that might help bring together both the institutional church and the LGBT community. The bulk of this book is that talk, which has been expanded into a longer essay. The essay urges the church to treat the LGBT community with respect, compassion, and sensitivity, a phrase from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and the LGBT community to reciprocate, reflecting those virtues in its own relationship with the institutional church.